declining state funding expected to put pressure on Alliance School District's budget over the next 5 years. Board of Education Tuesday approved the latest forecast, which shows revenue decreasing less than 1% annually, while expenses are projected to grow nearly 3%. That could lead to deficit spending of more than $3 million in 2027, growing to more than $8 million by 2030 and $15 million by 2031. A wanted man is in custody after leading police from two counties on a high-speed chase that ended with a crash. Alliance police say the chase began in Mahoning County and involved officers from Smith Township and Sebring. The repository reports the suspect crashed into a utility pole around 4 Wednesday afternoon on Mahoning Avenue near Norman Avenue. Alliance officers helped at the scene and with the suspect's apprehension. Canton woman wanted on a warrant for felonious assault. Police say 25-year-old Nakayla Smith is charged with 4 counts. Officers could not find any victims when they were called to the 900 block of 6th Street Southwest around 10:30 Tuesday night. About an hour later, two women ages 22 and 23 arrived at Mercy Hospital with gunshot wounds to their legs. Injuries were not life-threatening. Police say two other victims identified were not shot. Anyone with information asked to contact Canton Police or the U.S. Marshals Task Force. Sentences from Starr County Family Court for a teenager who admitted setting two fires at a Jackson Township apartment complex in February. He'll be placed in the Multi-County Juvenile Attention Systems Community Corrections Facility for aggravated arson, a second-degree felony. The 15-year-old also pleaded true to felony arson. It'll remain until completing its education and behavioral management program or face a year at the Department of Youth Services. He punched an employee July 6th, causing a minor injury and damaged a projector and speaker belonging to Canton Local Schools. He received 2 6-month sentences for those fifth-degree felony offenses. The sentences were suspended on the condition of good behavior. Nearly 200 firearms are off the streets after a major federal-led crime sweep across northern Ohio. Operation Northern Shield targeted violent fugitives in 8 cities, including Canton, Akron, Youngstown, and Cleveland. U.S. Marshals led the operation, authorities saying 619 people were arrested, 684 warrants cleared between May 17th and July 18th. Officers also seized narcotics, marijuana, and more than $120,000 in cash. Police have arrested a 36-year-old Sebring man accused of uploading child sex abuse material. Jeffrey August faces 15 felony charges, including 10 counts of pandering obscenity involving a minor and 4 counts of illegal use of a minor in nudity-oriented material. All are second-degree felonies. The investigation began after Goshen police received a tip from the Internet Crimes Against Children Division of the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office. Police say August recently moved to Sebring from the township. Investigators searched his home August 13th, but have not disclosed what was found. August was arrested Wednesday. People who suspect animal abuse or neglect in Mahoning County are being told to contact their local police or sheriff's office. Animal Charity of Ohio has suspended humane investigations and animal intakes effective immediately. The shelter says it's the only one in Mahoning County dedicated to humane investigations and sheltering animals removed from abuse or neglect. The organization says it's facing critical capacity in a financial crisis. It does not receive government funding and depends on donations and fundraisers. Animal Charity says it needs additional money and operational capacity to restore its services. Judge has sentenced a Camel woman to 90 days in jail and 3 years probation for an attack at a Brookfield restaurant. 21-year-old Kamara McKinney pleaded guilty in July to intimidation, identity fraud, theft, 2 counts of assault, and obstructing official business. Prosecutors say McKinney attacked 2 employees in July 2025 after she was told she could not use the restroom. She was also accused of taking an employee's cell phone. The judge said her lack of a criminal record helped keep her out of prison. Canine officer helped Boardman police end a foot chase August 9th involving a man wanted on a parole violation. Police say Brian Gaysier ran after an officer stopped him near Southern Boulevard and learned he had a warrant. Gaysier stopped when he heard the animal and was taken into custody. Gaysier was released in 2024 after serving 17 years for voluntary manslaughter and other crimes. He now faces an obstruction charge. Michael Alberini will spend 2 more days in jail after pleading guilty to 2 misdemeanor charges in Struthers Municipal Court. Alberini pleaded guilty to failure to comply and disorderly conduct. He was sentenced to 180 days with all but 3 suspended and received credit for 1 day served. He'll serve 2 years probation and was fined $600 for OVI. The case stems from a June traffic stop in Poland. A rescue near Route 45 in Lisbon ended with a missing dog back home. The Columbiana County Humane Society says the animal was found trapped in water at the bottom of a 50-foot ravine Sunday morning. Humane Society and family members used ropes and a rescue litter to pull the 100-plus-pound dog up the steep embankment.